This is a ship that could launch 1,000 others. The Rezone is the first cargo vessel to carry Ukrainian grain through the Black Sea since Russia invaded on February the 24th.
George Zayed has said no.
It was a great feeling. I felt as if we became free after being detained for a long time.
Trailing a pilot ship, the Rezone is a test run, bound for Istanbul, then Lebanon. If all goes well, many more will follow. Alexei Goncharenko, a member of the Ukrainian parliament, came to watch history in the making.
It's the liberation of the Black Sea from Putin and from Russian Empire. He tried and did everything he can not to give this ship and other ships possibility to leave Odessa port. And for almost half a year, it was like this. But as you see, he failed.
The ship departed despite several Russian attacks in the region and on the port of Odessa itself, since the UN brokered an agreement between Ukraine and Russia for the safe passage via Istanbul.
It's been a long time coming, but this is the ship everyone's been waiting for, coursing through wartime waters on its way to feed the world.
Ukraine says the shipments will create jobs and provide money to fuel the war effort. As the first of last year's delayed crop leaves, farmers risk their lives for this season's harvest, sometimes led by demining crews, sometimes not. This harvester struck an explosive. The danger on the grain trail continues on the Black Sea journey to Turkey, through waters dotted with sea mines in an active war zone. It's all managed through a joint coordination center in Turkey, an extraordinary collaboration between representatives from the UN, Ukraine, and Russia.
We believe that it's critical to ensuring global food security, so yes, we need to succeed.
Whether this is the beginning of the effort to avert a global food crisis, or the end, depends in part on the voyage of the Rezone. John Hendren, Al Jazeera, Odessa, Ukraine.
Well, that's the latest from Ukraine. Let's get more now from Istanbul, where that ship is initially headed. Al Jazeera's Sinem Kosiolu is there.
We are expecting that this journey is going to be around 220, 230 sea miles. So the first ship left Odessa port. We are expecting some more ships leaving their ports and joining with the Rezone vessel somewhere in the Black Sea. And like a convoy of vessels, they are expected to reach the shores of Istanbul up on the north, the Black Sea shores of Istanbul, before they enter the Bosphorus Strait. There is an anchorage area. All ships, all vessels always anchor there before they get their paperwork done before entering the Turkish Straits. And for these special vessels carrying Ukrainian grains, they will be inspected by a UN-led delegation when they anchor off there. The vessel is expected to anchor off on the shores of Istanbul around 12 GMT, which is around 3 p.m. local. Normally, in an ideal world, in an established system, these kinds of inspections take around 3 to 4 hours. But as this is the first crossing of the Ukrainian grains vessels, this may take longer. So we don't know when those vessels will literally enter the Bosphorus Strait. But as they enter the Bosphorus Strait and cross the Marmara Sea through the Dardanelles Strait, these vessels are going to sail towards the agency and then towards down south to the Mediterranean, and hopefully will carry the corns and grains, all food materials, to their first destination, Tripoli, Lebanon.